Welcome to WaveWriter Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. Let's dive in.
Welcome to WaveWriter Midday Wave. NVIDIA just posted a beat and raise quarter. Better revenue, better guidance, everything the bulls wanted. So why is the NASDAQ down 1.7% and the chip index cratering 4%? The answer tells you everything about where this market is right now. Let's get into it.
Yeah, and honestly, this is one of those sessions where...
Where good news is bad news?
Exactly. NVDA crushed the numbers and the market said, thanks, we're selling anyway. That tells you we've moved past the is AI real question into something way more dangerous.
Which is?
Whether the customers can actually sustain this spending. When you're looking at hyperscalers stretching balance sheets for AI infrastructure and NVDA still sells off on a beat, that's a fundamental shift in the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so walk me through the tape. Where are the major indexes sitting, and what does the equal weight divergence actually tell us?
So we've got the S&P down 1.1%, NASDAQ down 1.7%, Dow only down 0.4%. Russell's down 0.7%. But here's the thing that most people are missing.
Mm-hmm.
Equal weight S&P is down just 0.1%. That's a full percentage point gap from the cap-weighted index. Think of it like a building. The penthouse suites are flooding, but the lower floors are only getting a light drip.
That's a good way to put it. So the average stock is barely down. That's actually a relief valve, right?
It should be, yeah, but I'm watching the breadth data and it's telling a different story.
Right. What does the breadth data say?
Okay, so we've got 136 bull 4% signals versus 424 bear 4% signals.
Wait, 136 versus 424? That's not even close.
Right. It's a 4% overall reading, one of the most bearish internal prints we've seen in recent sessions, and it gets worse. 49.21% of stocks are above their 40-day moving average.
So we're already below the waterline on more than half the market?
I mean, already there. And here's the thing. At 4% bullish, this isn't a classic contrarian buy signal yet because we had a failed morning bounce. Equal weight held gains through mid-morning, then turned negative. That tells me selling is broadening, not exhausting itself.
Oof.
You know what? That failed morning bounce and equal weight, that's the one thing that worries me most today, more than the breadth number itself. When equal weight can't hold gains, the selling pressure is spreading beyond the mega caps.
Oh, man. Which sectors are actually catching bids in this environment?
Only three S&P sectors are positive. Energy up 0.8%, financials up 0.5%, real estate up 0.2%. Tech sector's down 2.3%, leading all losses.
Wait, energy catching a bid when the rest of tech is bleeding. I would have expected that to get dragged down, too.
Look, that's the tell. Energy and consumer staples are both in rising trend percentiles. Textbook defensive positioning. Capital is actively rotating out of growth and into anything with real cash flows and lower rate sensitivity. And here's what makes it more significant. The S&P has fallen below its 50-day moving average at 6,898.97. That level now flips from support to resistance.
Resistance.
Exactly. Once you fall through it, pushing back up through it takes more energy than staying above it did.
So a floor just became
a ceiling, exactly.
So the damage is real but concentrated in the largest names. Let's go underneath the surface, because in a session like this, the stocks that are actually working tell you where the next wave of capital is flowing. What's on the momentum radar?
You've got the semiconductor index down 4%, but here's what's crazy. The iShares software ETF is up 1.1%.
Oh, wow. The software ETF is actually up on a day like this?
That's the most interesting thing happening in the market today. The market is making a very specific distinction that most people aren't talking about yet. Software versus semiconductors. It's a 5 percentage point spread within the same tech sector.
Wow.
The market is differentiating between AI infrastructure builders at risk of CapEx peaking versus software and SaaS models with more resilient recurring revenue. Think of it like a railroad. The market is starting to worry about construction costs while still believing in the commerce running on the tracks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
CRM had cautious guidance, and it's still up 2.78%. That seems counterintuitive. What's the market seeing there?
So basically, CRM's at 197.09, reversing that cautious guidance reaction. The market's basically saying, we don't care about the cautious tone, we care about the recurring revenue model holding up. It's holding above 195 support with 200 as psychological resistance.
So what's the read on the defensive names? Is the staples and healthcare bid real or just noise?
It's real. VRTX up 3.2% in biotech. HSY up 1.6% as consumer staples rotation accelerates. MRK gapping to 122.26 on phase 3 study data. Healthcare names with hard catalysts getting genuine buying interest on top of the defensive rotation bid.
Right. But here's what I keep coming back to. NVDA crushed the numbers. Why is the market punishing a beat that badly?
Because the question has changed. The market has moved past is AI real and is now asking whether the hyperscalers can sustain the infrastructure spending. That's a fundamentally different and more dangerous question for the chip complex. NVDA at 187.26, down 4.3%, with the semiconductor index down 4.0%, confirms this is broad sector selling, not single stock noise.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a clear picture of where the rotation is going, but the question is whether these moves have real conviction behind them. Let's look at the volume data. What are you seeing?
ZS is down 4.34% from the open on Q2 results, with Arvol at 1.41. Elevated relative volume confirming the post-earnings weakness is real conviction, not a thin market overreaction.
So you're not touching it? Yeah, totally.
Not yet. The Arvol is elevated enough that a dead cat bounce is a real risk. I'm watching this one closely rather than chasing it.
Okay, so ZS is a wait and see. What about the names that are working on volume?
Like, that's where I'm not fully convinced yet. MRK gapping to 122.26 on phase 3 data, that's a hard catalyst with real buying interest. VRTX up 3.2%, but with 0.6 Arvol. The lower relative volume on VRTX is either a good sign, organic accumulation, or a warning that the move has no follow-through.
Honestly, that's refreshing to hear. I appreciate you not just telling me what I want to hear on this one.
Look, I've seen this pattern before. When the breadth is this weak, you have to be honest about what the data is actually saying. And the data on VRTX volume is ambiguous. TSLA and Goog are the sympathy selling contrast, both down hard with no company-specific news. TSLA at 404.01, down 3.21%. Goog at 304.91, down 2.59%. It's like when one house on the block gets a bad inspection report and suddenly every home's perceived value drops. These are the falling knives to avoid.
Right.
But crude oil up $1.04 to $66.46, that's the real commodity catalyst underpinning the energy sector bid. This is fundamental rotation, not just defensive drift.
Sure. All right, we've got the full picture on where the damage is, where the rotation is going, and which names have real conviction behind them. Let's build the afternoon playbook. What are the key levels traders need on their radar going into the close?
Okay, so the S&P lost its 50-day moving average today at 6,898.97. That's now resistance. Next support is at 6,850. CRM holding above 195 is important. A close above 200 would confirm the software bifurcation thesis is holding.
And what's the single most important price level to watch on NVIDIA?
185. That's the line in the sand. A break below 185 triggers another leg lower across the chip complex.
And that's when this stops being a rotation story.
Exactly. And the failed morning bounce in equal weight is still the most important intraday signal. When even the average stock can't hold gains, selling pressure is broadening. Watch the 3 p.m. hour for either capitulation selling or a stabilization attempt. That hour is going to tell us a lot.
Bottom line, is this a one-day flush or the start of something more sustained?
The right question is whether NVIDIA holds 185. If it holds, this is a controlled rotation. If it breaks, the calculus changes entirely. At a 4% sentiment reading, capital preservation is the appropriate posture. Defensive positioning is warranted. Energy, staples, and select software with hard catalysts are where the risk-reward is most favorable. Avoid the falling knives until there's evidence of stabilization.
NVIDIA beat and raised, and the market sold it anyway. We've moved past is AI real into can the customers sustain the spending. The damage is concentrated in megacap tech. The rotation into energy, staples, and software is data confirmed, and the S&P losing its 50-day MA means the path of least resistance into the close is lower. Two numbers tell you everything, NVDA 185 and SPX 6850. Keep those on your screen. Stay disciplined, stay data-driven, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. I'm your host. This is Wave Rider Midday Wave.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. See you next time.